Welcome to episode 372 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm not joined by Dan Reamer today.
Nope, not today.
Producer Gerald in the house.
Hey, what's going on?
I threw my iPad during the intro.
Why'd you throw it?
Did you hear? Well, it slid off my lap.
Oh, okay. So it slid instead of throwing.
Yeah, you feel time now. I got to recover it.
Okay. Hey, everybody. You get to hear my nice, sweet voice, so don't go to sleep during this.
All right, good news. Screen didn't break.
That's good.
Dan had a scheduling conflict. We couldn't make it work time-wise, so you were nice enough to hang up the producer hat and put on the star of the show hat.
Yep, had to drive early to the HQ.
To the headquarters, and so this is going to be the Gerald and Ryan show today, and Dan's just going to have to miss out.
I know, all the fun.
Yep, he should be back next week. Now, some of these stories, I think he's going to regret not talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, you know, there's that. I mean, I want him to realize what he sacrificed by not being here.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
That's true. That is true. So it's been a while since you've been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Was December?
Yeah, the end of the year.
Anything going on with you, non-video game related, you want to talk about before we talk about games?
No, just enjoying life, work. We don't go to lunch like we used to because you're busy.
That's true. My work has been uncharacteristically busy. And I don't like it, but maybe that's the new normal because I keep thinking it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week is just the same.
Yeah.
So they've definitely changed the way we do some things, which requires a little more out of me in the mornings, where I used to kind of just be busier later in the afternoon. Now I'm kind of busier earlier, and it just, before you know it, it's 3 o'clock before I'm getting a lunch.
Right.
I've also been eating healthier.
That's good.
First time disclosing this on the show. It's been 2.5 weeks now.
You trying to lose weight or just get healthy?
Just get healthier. You know, I don't care about the weight situation. So what I've been doing is low carb for breakfast and lunch and then eating whatever I want at night, like for dinner. You know, I don't really snack anyways. My problem just been that I have a full meal every meal.
Right.
So I've been really limiting myself. In the mornings, I'm having like a couple hard-boiled eggs and then like the meat cheese roll-up thing.
Oh.
And then for lunch, I've just been doing pretty much just meat. Kind of no sides for the most part. Sometimes a side salad.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. It's not been too bad because I'm a fan of meat and you're just eating more meat.
Right. No, with me, I've been working out 3-4 days a week.
Don't yeah. But you shed a ton of weight, though.
Yeah, when I do that. But I've gained a ton of weight in last year.
Oh, you got it back?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I think the other day I weighed 191.
So at your peak, how much had you lost from where you were?
I was 232 at my heaviest, and I got down to 161.
Man, that's crazy. And that was just through eating better and working out.
Yep. Low carb, no sugar.
Yeah, what the kids say is hard work. That's what they call that. Putting in the work.
Right, so I gained 30 pounds back within a year.
Now, is that because you let up?
Yeah, a little bit.
On the workout or the eat or both?
For both, because the place I worked at before, we had a gym there, so I can work out. Here we don't have a gym, so I had to get a membership. But the membership was all the way in this other town. Didn't really want to drive out that way. And then where I work at, they like to go out to lunch all the time, so we're always going out to eat, and I'm just not eating what I should be eating.
Right. Yeah, and that's one of the benefits I have, why I say it's not too hard probably, because I go out to eat by myself most days because it's 3 o'clock and I'm grabbing something in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going to the Wendy's and getting a Baconator and then just take the bun off because it's basically two patties, cheese and bacon. So I've been doing that for lunch, doing a lot of Mission Barbecue because they got like 6 or 7 different meats you can mix and match.
Right. Just go straight. Just straight carnivore.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that probably, but I also believe that you need other things than just straight meat.
Right.
I think if you probably pair a lot of different. First off, I think diets are bullshit. I think you just need to eat right.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably something to the intermittent fasting. There's probably something to that because I think people eat too much, including myself. And I think I think the carnivore diet's going to cleanse your body of some of the other crap, but then you'll eventually start needing other crap.
Right.
I think same thing for being vegan or whatever. I think it's probably good at first, but after a while, you just got to make sure you get your blood work done and you stay on top of what you actually need.
I think every diet it has like a window. Some diets are good for months, some are 3 months, some are six. And
yeah, I agree with that. And again, I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm just trying to be a little more healthy. My carb intake before was probably through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas now it's probably like, I don't know, like 50 to 60 a day.
Oh, that's what I was doing at when I lost all my weight.
Yeah, it's probably not very high. I mean, typically I can get through breakfast and lunch and be under 10 carbs. So pretty much every day. Like today, I probably won't. Not again, I'm not like hardcore, like on a diet. I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm just trying to eat better. So I don't get in my feels if I want to have something.
Right.
It's really just two meals I'm trying to do well through.
So I wonder, are you noticing a like a sleep pattern difference? Are you tired more? Are you have more energy now?
No, I'm very much tired more.
Yeah, because you're not getting carbs.
Yeah, like very much tired more. Like I'm struggling to stay awake at night. I feel like I have no energy. I assume that that'll adjust that out.
When I first started doing my diet, my low carb diet.
Yeah. Did you adjust out of it?
Yeah, it took a while. It took probably about 2-3 months.
Golly. I'm like 2.5 weeks and I just feel like, I feel like my body's slowly shutting down on itself, but I don't feel bad. I'm not hungry, you know, because I'm just packing in the protein.
Right.
So I'm not hungry at all. And, it's not really been an adjustment. I just eat differently. It's not been that bad. It's been an adjustment, not a struggle, I guess I should say, but I don't know how long I'm going to do it for. I mean, the plan is to keep doing it, but if there's ever a moment where I'm just not feeling it, then I'll probably just skip that day. I'll tell you the surprising thing for me is to see how many carbs are in things.
Oh yeah.
As someone who's never paid attention to it.
Yeah. You it's know, ridiculous. Like,
the other day I was like, cause I usually drink water all the time. So the other day I was like, I kind of want something different. Let me grab a sweet tea. Which makes sense that it would be high cause it's full of sugar. Right. But I've never looked.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'll just do some carbs cause I want a sweet tea. It's like 28 grams.
Yeah.
For one Arizona sweet tea. And I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to blow a daily budget on a tea.
Do you eat a lot of pasta?
I love pasta.
Look how many carbs are in pasta is ridiculous. Like I get like certain kind of pasta sauce and right, we use using that's all how many carbs and now I use a lower carb pasta often and I use vegan pasta. So it's really low carb. Yeah.
I don't trust anything that's vegan.
Oh, there's one brand. I'll send you a picture of it. You can't tell the difference.
What is it? A veggie?
Yeah.
Zucchini or
no, it says it's made zucchini, but it looks just like normal pasta. And it to me, it tastes just like it. I have to use my own sauce. The sauce that comes with it is not that good. So I use my own sauce and it tastes like I can eat that all day.
I like pastas a lot. I love starch. I'm a big potato fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason I'm okay is cause I'm still eating whatever I want for dinner.
Right.
Or supper if you're in the South. You know, I still get to, you know, if I want a baked potato at night or I want fries, I still get it. So I think that's why I'd feel okay. I think if I just cut them out totally, I probably would be an asshole right now. But still getting to intake kind of what I want at night and not worrying about it. I'll be honest, I don't even look at whatever I'm eating at night. I don't see how many carbs it is. I just eat it.
Right.
Just like I normally would, but it doesn't matter because either way it'll be a drastic cut down from what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. So when we go to lunch, we're gonna have to you have to be a little bit more picky where you eat, huh?
Yeah, probably.
So no more Subway because all the bread.
I could do a salad at Subway still. Caesar's like my favorite dressing, and it's in most cases the best one, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
For the low carb, I think most of the Caesar packets that I've gotten lately I only have one carb in them. So I could still do a salad.
Wendy's.
Like I said, Wendy's, I do the patties. I do the Baconator. And you can get the side salad as your side there. So that's what I've been doing. I go get the combo side salad usually I'll still do a water. Sometimes with the combo, they'll give me the bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
Some places are a little more weird about it. So I've been doing that. And then,
We've always been a water drinker during lunch. I mean, every now and then you might grab a soda every now and then, but it was hardly ever.
Yeah, I love water, so that part's, I don't have to change anything there. And then I do mission a lot, like I said, because I just do the two meats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive to eat there. It's like $13 or something. So really, and I think Taco Bell has that Power Bowl or whatever it is, where they just give you the leafy greens and put the meat on top.
Yeah.
Either the chicken or the steak. So pretty well anywhere that we normally eat, we could still do, maybe not KFC.
You have to do greens. Green beans is about it.
I know. I'm tired of green beans already. Green beans an asshole for being the only low-carb veggie that I like to exist. I didn't realize carrots and shit are, like, really high.
Yeah.
No bananas, no. See, coconut water is killing me. Because, see, I love coconut water. I drink it pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a no-go, so.
Yeah, corn, peas. You wouldn't expect peas to have so much carbs in it, but they do.
Yeah. Yeah, this show's all about eating well, folks.
I know. We're going to change the name.
A couple fat guys talking about eating healthy.
I know. We're going to change it from Game Stitch to Diet Stitch.
Yeah, Diet Stitch. Dan's gone for 1 week, and this is what happens.
I know.
But yeah, I thought I've done it long enough now that I'm comfortable to tell people I'm eating better. Because I feel like most people will tell you the first part's the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
And at 2.5 weeks, it's not been hard for me yet, so I think I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily think it's a lifestyle change for me. I'm going to do it for a while and see.
Mm-hmm. You've done that before.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't drink soda for like 2 years at all. Like not even a sip. Just cause that's what I wanted to do. Now I will say, I do like a cold Coca-Cola out of a glass bottle every now and then.
Yeah. I haven't had a Coke or a Pepsi in forever.
Yeah. What happens is sometimes I think I like to challenge myself to just see if I can do it. Like I like to see what my willpower looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually don't do it with eating well, but I will tell you that I have realized a lot of times I eat just for the hell of it.
Just because there's something there.
Like, especially late at night, like I snack, you know, I don't do sweets, but I'll go get some lunch meat or something while I'm like playing games or some jerky or whatever. But a lot of times, like since I've been trying to do a little better, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, I only want a snack just because I can go get one. I'm not even hungry.
Oh, then the snacking at night, there's always a culprit. We used to play like Rocket League or whatever online. You'd always hear someone ruffling their bags like, okay, who's eating cookies or something?
Yeah. His name is friend of the show, Marshall 205, who eats every night on the mic. Without fail, ice cream, chips, Cheetos. I mean, my man eats every night candy.
Yep.
He's a prime candidate for the diabetes. Like prime. Because he eats like sweets.
He might be one of those lucky ones that can do that and don't have their sugar spike.
Maybe. I will say that he's pretty active. He refs, he does, I'll just pull all his personal information out here, but he refs some intramural sports, so I think he's way more active than I would be.
Nice.
But he eats like a psychopath.
I used to.
Yeah, you did used to. You ever think about sliding back into it?
Oh yeah, I miss it. I was like, let me grab a Snickers bar, Oreos, but then...
You said cookies, right? Cookies is the thing that...
Oh, yes, cookies and ice cream.
Yeah. Have you tried vegan ice cream?
No, I've tried the low-carb ice cream.
Is that the what's the Halo top?
Well, the Halo has more carbs than, like, the Breyers has one that says no carb at all.
Oh. What about, what's the other one, Rebel?
Yeah, Rebel. I'm not trying them. There's
sugar. Yeah, for a guy that doesn't eat healthy, I know a lot about it just because I see it.
Yeah, most of mine is not really low carb. It's like low sugar, I say off of.
Right. But you are diabetic for people that don't know.
Right. I was diagnosed diabetic a couple years ago. But my new doctor that I went to last year has tested my blood ever since, and they haven't said I'm diabetic yet. So.
Right, but you totally changed your lifestyle after.
Oh, yeah.
That diagnosis. Did you know that you were getting that? I mean, did you ever qualify as like pre-diabetic or anything?
Mm-mm, no, just they like, oh, we're going to do your A1C one. They're like, oh yeah, your thing is high. And I'm like, okay. So I went back 3 months later and my was just a little over. And then after that, it's been fine since.
And you didn't take any, yours is all through just lifestyle change, right? You didn't take any meds or anything?
No, I'm one of those ones that I hate medicine. I refuse to do medicine.
Yeah, that's cool that you worked your way out of that.
Yeah, so
I think because I don't see you, like, it's not that long between times when I see you, I can't tell that you gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually, not lately, but usually I would see you weekly. So right. I think it's like you can't tell when it's gradual like that.
No, so, I remember when I used to be like almost seems like twice as big as you.
Yeah, I've got a belly, but I carry my weight pretty okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've always looked lighter than I am.
Yeah, when I first met you in 2005, you were a skinny mini.
I wasn't, though. I just appeared that way.
Yeah, you looked it.
So back then when you met me, I was probably 200 pounds.
Whew.
Yep. Just carry the weight well.
Yeah.
In high school, I graduated at like 185.
Oh, I was 142, 143.
Oh, you were a little scrawny thing.
Yeah, because I wrestled, ran track, and played football.
I ran track heavy like that. Just barreling down the track. Just big as shit.
No,
I just carry it well. I got thunder thighs, too, so that's par. I carry some weight in these tree trunks.
So out of my football weight, my senior year was like 160. Then I would get down to like 131, 132 to wrestle. And then for track, I'd get back up to 140.
Yeah, I got these tree trunks and I got that booty. So, you know, the weight, I carry it in the lower half. Mm-hmm. And then my stomach, which that's over the last few years. I got the big belly. So that's it. We're done talking about that.
Yeah. Diet Stitch is over with. Our diet segment.
Now that we wasted 17 minutes of your time with our health. But you know, I'm probably the most guilty of this. I don't let people in very often. I don't like to talk about the personal side.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people like the personal side. So
yeah,
there you go. That's a little tiny window. Small window, baby steps. Now, we haven't talked to you since December, so to your best of your memory, what have you been playing since the last time you were on here?
Well, I played Horizon Zero Dawn, 100% Platinum Nat.
So you started and finished. You had never started it before.
Right, no.
Started and finished. So what are your quick thoughts on Horizon?
I liked the game. It was better than what I thought it was going to be. I enjoyed it more than I thought it was going to be. The story got me. I liked most of it. There were some weird parts here and there. I can't wait till part two. I probably will buy part two if they do a part two and on release day because I enjoyed it.
They'll definitely do a part two. Now, did you do the DLC?
Yes, I did the DLC.
The Frozen Wilds.
Yep.
Actually,
I did that. I completed the Frozen Wilds before I even completed the game.
I never went back and did Frozen Wilds. I also never finished that game, which is not that strange for me because I don't finish anything. But yeah. What do you think total hours from start to platinum?
Oh, shoot. It was almost 100.
Oh, wow.
If I remember right, I know at one point it was around 76 hours. I looked.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Then I've been playing. Right now, I'm currently playing Detroit Becomes Human.
Never started that too, right? So, yeah, you're working on the platinum now. One trophy away?
One trophy away.
Yeah. And where would you say you're out on hours on that?
50 maybe.
So a lot quicker compared to Horizon.
Yeah.
And you're enjoying that so far?
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. Also playing Farm Alone or Farm Together.
Right. See, he's playing the victim card about Farm Together when I struggled for months to play that game alone.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to buy it at the time when I was hot and heavy. I think you're the only person to have signed my guest book.
I've got two people sign mine so far.
Because when I played and there was a lot of people playing, I didn't have the guest book.
Oh.
Yeah, I just put that down. So, you know, I still get on and do the events, but I'm not spending any time there because there's not really anything for me to do at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the quest for the platinum there. You have, that game's tough to tell on, but do you have any idea where your time is at on that?
No, not even close.
Yeah.
I know I'm like level 72, but my farm's like 79 or 80, something like that.
Yeah. So that's odd that you're moving in sync like that. Mine got way out of sync. Because I think that I'm like a level, maybe like 80 something, but my farm is like a 137.
Well, see, I also go to visit other farms to do the, to get the bonus.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't go to other people's
farms. And then so when I go to other farms and I harvest, you know, you gain XP up.
Right. It makes sense. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Was it worth whatever you spent on it? $20?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You should have bought it when I told you to buy it the first time.
Well, I was playing other games at that time.
Just saying, you were playing other free shit.
Yeah, because you know, last year I was also doing the platinum grind for the first few months, where I did like 14 platinums in 3 months.
Right, you're never not doing the platinum grind.
No, after that I didn't. I think I got maybe 2 platinums after April of last year.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah, but now I took a couple months off.
That's because you were only playing free shit.
No, I played stuff I paid for. Grand Theft Auto. We played Fallout 76. We paid for that.
I'm still thinking about getting back into that after. What's the next update?
Man,
they have a big
know.
One coming out.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Wastelanders, I believe it's called. If that's wrong, don't let me know. But I think it's called Wastelanders, and maybe that'll change some stuff. I think maybe that's the one that adds the NPCs.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
That people have been waiting for.
I've been playing Minecraft still.
Still playing? Are you playing on the Switch or the PS4?
Both.
Both.
I'm waiting where I can combine it. That's why I'm waiting until I can have my PlayStation 4 save on my Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. I've not been playing much Switch. I still need to finish my way through Luigi's Mansion or work my way through the Luigi's Mansion. But Animal Crossing is this month, so it's soon to be a lot of Switch time for me, like daily Switch time for me, because that game is like farmed together, amped up to a million. So I'll be all up in that sweet, sweet Animal Crossing soon. You played anything else?
Mm-mm. No, just those.
They put an update out for Wreckfest. So I don't know if by last week the next DLC pack was out or not, but they actually did an update after the DLC pack. They added 2 new tracks. One of them's a Destruction Derby arena, and one of them's an actual track. They're both pretty cool. so still continuing to play that after the Platinum. They also added in-game voice chat, which is going to be a disaster.
Yes.
Because that game, more than any game I've ever played, puts me in a state of rage. And I don't know what the deal is, but I feel like friend of the show, Marshall 205, when I play that game. Because he rages out about every game we play, and I know how he feels now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll be leading for, it'll be 9 laps. You'll lead for 8 laps, and the guy who is 4 laps down and dead last will wreck you just because he wants to watch it burn.
Right.
And then you'll end up coming in 3rd after leading the whole thing in a flawless race because someone's a dickhead. And that game gets my blood pressure up. Like, for sure.
Does it make you want to rage quit?
It doesn't make me want to rage quit, but it does make me want to scream and curse at a stranger. So the idea of having voice chat's not good for me.
Right.
I don't feel like I need that. So we'll probably just stay in a party and not participate in that.
Gotcha.
But still playing some of that. Still jumping in Farm Together /Alone. It had the sports event or whatever it was called, but basically it was a football themed event that we just completed. Still playing Rocket League. I will say everyone's passion for Rocket League has gone down a little bit, so it's putting me in a weird spot because I don't have anybody to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show Pat Man is not playing as much either, so I'm kind of getting on and playing, but I feel like we're nearing the end of Rocket League as the way that I was playing it, because they're just not playing it that way. So I'm going to have to make new friends on there to play with, or I'm going to have to just play it, you know, with Strange all the time.
Right. Or just stop like everyone else did.
The game's too good to just quit on. it's never quit on me. I can't quit on it. So that's still happening. I started up 2 Point Hospital, which is for anybody back in the day who ever played like Theme Hospital. This is kind of by some people who were around for with Bullfrog and worked on that. Two Point Hospital is a hospital simulation. It's kind of goofy. It's kind of silly. It's pretty neat, though. Everything's over the top. So it's kind of like, you know, whatever. Sim City meets The Sims meets like wacky, goofy comedy. You know, when someone dies, there's a chance they turn into a ghost and haunt your hospital. It's like over the top, but it's kind of neat. I've been enjoying that. I just started it. I completed the first hospital, so I'm not very far into it. It does have missions. I think it does have an endless mode also where you can just build your hospital up.
Right.
But all the conditions are silly. Like they'll come in with lightheadedness and they'll actually, their head will be a light bulb. So everything is like that, where it's like really over the top and goofy and silly. It's free on Game Pass if you're interested in that. I did purchase it for PS4. I got the physical copy of it, but it is free for Game Pass if you're an Xbox user or want to just play over there.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat. It's something that I think you would enjoy, but probably not spend the money on. But it's something I think you would play. It seems like you for the most part enjoy the games that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the more grindy things. You like a good grind session.
Which is weird. I don't mind the grind, but I hate playing grind games because it's just so much time. But I will play.
It's like all you play, though. Yeah, it's like all you play. Like you hate the grind, but you love.
Seems like those are the best ones.
Right. So it's going to be one of those games for sure, but I've been excited about the console release of it. It's been on PC for a long time now. Like I said, it is free on Game Pass. You can get it over there. Check it out. But I've been playing through that. And I think that's it for me. That's it for you. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's it. That's it for the whole show.
I know. Let's close it down.
It's 27 minutes in. That's all we could offer you today.
I know. Tides and what we're playing.
Yes, right. If this is your first time here, welcome. My voice started to go out right then. You can head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and support the show over there if you want. If not, just tell your broke-ass friends about us, and you can be broke with them. They don't have to support us at all. They can just listen. They can tell their dietitian about us. Let them know that they should be listening. And you can support us that way. Remember, the show posts every Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on services around the world. Whatever platform you listen on, however you listen, wherever you listen, please be kind to us and throw us a rating. The more ratings we get on any platform, the easier it is for other people to discover us. So keep that in mind. For everybody that listens every week, we appreciate the shit out of you. That's it.
That's it.
That's done again. Done again.
Yep.
We stretch it out one more minute. We're going to jump into the news now. Some moderate sized stories on here. This first one kind of piggybacking on the things we've been reporting on the last couple of weeks, but GDC 2020 has been postponed altogether now due to the coronavirus outbreak and the fears. So basically what happened is one by one companies started to say, hey, we're not going to go to GDC just because of the coronavirus and the travel and everything involved. And enough people eventually said that finally they had to postpone the entire event.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. For those unaware, GDC stands for Game Developers Conference, they said in a statement that after a consultation with our partners in the game development industry and community around the world, we've made the difficult decision to postpone GDC conference this March. They posted that on their website. Having spent the past year preparing the show with our advisory board, speakers, exhibitors, and event partners, we are genuinely upset and disappointed to not be able to host you at this time. We want to thank all of our customers and partners for their support, open discussions, and encouragement. As everyone has been reminding us, great things happen when the community comes together and connects at GDC. For this reason, we fully intend to host GDC event later this summer. We'll be working with our partners to finalize deals and share more information about our plans in the coming weeks. I mean, I think this is just another... I mean, we've been talking about the impact of the coronavirus on the games industry for, you know, the better part of a month now.
Right.
And you can see, you continue to see it just ramp up and its impact ramp up. And I wonder about the E3 impact with so many people already not going to E3, and then obviously the fears of the coronavirus, if they're still raging on then, you know, it's interesting to see how it may impact E3 even.
Right. It's definitely going to impact a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you're seeing the same thing out of PAX, people pulling out of PAX for the same reason. So it's definitely interesting to see, you know, how this is impacting the industry. And again, I say this every week, we understand that the games industry is not the most crucial impact that the coronavirus has, but you know, it's what we talk about. So we're going to cover it.
If you had a ticket and it was still going on, would you go?
100%.
Even though the coronavirus thing is still there?
Yeah, I don't fear it. You know me. I don't think you can live your life in fear.
Right.
You got to go do you. Would I wear a mask to an event like that? I would consider it.
Mm-hmm.
As a non-mask guy, like, I'm not wearing a mask to go to the store, okay? But in an event like that with thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, I could see me masking up there.
Would you get more nervous if you seen someone with a mask on?
No. I just think that they're... See, I like to think that that person is not containing an illness. I like to think they're preventing an illness. So actually, the more people with a mask, the more secure I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody else masks up, I don't even need to.
Right.
Because they're keeping their cooties off of me. Now, I've got... We talked about this before. I've got the Sweet Ninja mask respirator. But if I was going out in public, I would wear one of those cheap 3M ones because I don't want to be the guy in the ninja mask.
Oh, no, you got to wear the ninja mask.
Did you see that the CDC put out a thing saying that because we have beards, we have to die? Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, your face mask won't create good enough prevention if you have a beard.
Oh, yeah, because the hairs can get through the bottom. Yep.
Yeah, so you have to get a cop mustache, basically. That's all you're allowed to have with the CDC or a soul patch.
No, not doing that.
Or a cop mustache, soul patch combo.
not doing that.
Yeah. So that's a real thing. They put out a chart. You can see it online. If you guys search for it, there's a chart that actually shows you, acceptable facial hair, to wear the face mask. So, would you shave if it got bad? Would you shave in order to have a better?
No, mask? I just wear a hazmat suit.
Yeah, you just go full bunny suit.
Yeah, no, I know where I can get some of those.
You look like the Intel guy.
Yeah, where I work at, right next door, there's a whole bunch of them, so I can get the whole thing.
Yeah, get me one too, because I'm not shaving.
Yeah, I got we have a whole suit.
Yeah. In the words of Deontay Wilder, I'll go out on my shield.
Yep.
I go out on my shield with my beard.
Yeah, when you come to my work, I'll show you where stuff's at.
Yeah, that way if I ever need a hazmat suit.
Yeah, we got
them. So we clearly don't mean to make light of it. We're just telling you how it impacts us and our beards. And we'll go on to the next story now, which are the game releases for March. We're in March now.
That's crazy. Today.
We had the leap year. That shit's all done with now, so everybody can stop talking about that. And now we're into March. I'll tell you, there's a couple things in March, but it's not a packed month, but I'll go through it. So starting March 3rd, Granblue Fantasy Versus for PS4. March 5th, we have Murder by Numbers for Switch and PC. That's apparently the March 6th on PC. March 6th, we also have Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Rescue Team DX for the Switch. On March 10th, we have Landgrazer 1 and 2. Landgrazer, I don't even know what that is, for PS4, Switch, and PC. On the 11th, we have Ori and the Will of the Wisp for Xbox One and PC. I'm pretty jazzed up about that. I enjoyed Ori and the Blind Forest a lot. I've already pre-installed Ori and the Will of the Wisp because it's part of Game Pass, obviously. March 13th, we have My Hero One's Justice 2, which is the dumbest name on here. One's, with an S, Justice 2 for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. I'm PC, sorry. Same day, we have Neo 2 on PS4. On March 17th, we have MLB The Show 20 for PS4. On March 20th, we have Animal Crossing New Horizon for the Switch. Can't wait. And we also have Doom Eternal for PS4, Xbox One, and PC, as well as Doom 64 for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Now, it has an asterisk next to it. You see that on Doom 64? Yeah. I don't have any idea what that's for. I didn't copy the part of the list over that would tell me what that is for. So that may be a pre-order bonus or something for Doom Eternal. I don't know what that is. Anyways, March 23rd, we have Half-Life Alyx for PC. I would enjoy playing that, but it's not on PSVR right now. On the 23rd, we also have The Legend of the Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel 3 for PC. On the 24th of March, we have Bleeding Edge on Xbox One and PC. I think that's Ninja Theories is making one of those type games, those hero shooter type things. Mm-hmm. Melee hero shooter, non-shooter things. I think that's what that is. On March 27th, we have One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 for PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. On March 27th, we also have Saints Row 4 Reelected. Whatever that is for the Switch. And March 31st, we have Persona 5 Royale for the PS4.
All right, update on the asterisk. Doom 64 is only available on PS4, Xbox One, and PC as Doom Eternal pre-order bonus.
Okay, so it is a pre-order bonus.
Yes.
So if you want that, guys, just know that you have to pre-order it. And you still got time. Now, there's something in my heart that loves that Doom is coming out the same day as Animal Crossing, because that's exactly what I love about video games right there. You couldn't get further away from the ends of the spectrum when you're talking about Animal Crossing and Doom.
Right.
Everything. Gameplay, violence level, cuteness level, experience. And those can come out the same day and be played by the same people and love the same. And I love that about video games. So that's it for March. Now, obviously, Ori, Animal Crossing, I would love to play Half-Life Alyx. Those are kind of my interests. Does anything at all in the month of March interest you?
Unfortunately, no.
Yeah, you're hard out on March.
Yeah.
Which is why you're concerned about what you're going to do next when you complete Detroit.
Yeah, what game am I going to jump into?
Because you don't have anything else.
I mean, I still have a whole bunch of games like in packages and, you know, the free games from the PS4.
Now, you have my Blood and Truth, right?
Yeah, I'm done with that. I'm waiting to get that back to you.
You didn't platinum it?
Nah, it was too hard.
You could platinum that. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, man, I'm not spending a month trying to get one trophy.
Yeah, that could be your next.
Oh, no, it's too hard.
It's only too hard if you think it's too hard.
Nah, I need to get – there's a few other games that you have I wanted to try.
Let me know what they are because I definitely don't remember.
Yeah, you told me about one that you're going to let me use, but I forgot what it was.
Was it a VR game?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just have to tell you what all I have because I can't remember.
Oh, I still have your Lego set too.
Oh, yeah.
Your little the mini bus.
Yeah, but I never paid you for that, so I don't feel bad about that part yet.
No. Next.
PS4, PS Plus for March. I forgot where we were. I had an aneurysm right there. The free games for March for PS Plus have been revealed. And they are Shadow of the Colossus and Sonic Forces. You're going to see a little trend here when I start talking about the free games for the month. There's some consistency between the two platforms. So what does that do for you? You could play Shadow of the Colossus?
No, I didn't like it on PlayStation 3.
That could be your next game.
Nah. I know everyone loves that game. And so it's talk about it, so amazing. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
I'm weird.
Games with Gold. For March 2020. For Xbox One, March 1st through the 31st, we have Batman, The Enemy Within, which is the Telltale series.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Shantae Half Genie Hero, March 16th through April 15th. I've heard those games are pretty awesome. On 360, we have Castlevania Lords of the Shadow 2 from March 1st through the 15th. And we have Sonic Generations from March 16th through the 31st. You think it's a coincidence that when this Sonic movie is out, just destroying Pokemon, which I told Patman that it would, friend of the show, Patman. I told him that Pokemon didn't have a chance to survive this Sonic. And right now, I think we're heading the right direction. I won't call it too early, but I think Lifetime, that Sonic movie is going to beat the Pokemon Detective Pikachu. But anyways, there's a coincidence that both companies are giving away Sonic games right now. I don't think so.
Oh, this is, no, it's definitely.
This is a planned attack to put Sonic back in everybody's mind so that they're like, oh, Sonic, I'll see that movie and play this game. This is a real life optimization that's happening right here, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you don't play on Xbox, but of this list of games, would you play any of them?
The Batman one. I like the Telltale games.
Yeah. So one game out of a list of six.
Yeah. The Shantae game I never even heard of.
Yeah, people like them. Do you think that, is it time for Microsoft to let 360 go?
No.
Should Sony have kept the PS3?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they would have sold games and sold some more systems. And
I wish they would have just, I wish they would have replaced it with a VR game. Which I know occasionally they do give a VR game away. They gave away one last month. I don't remember what it was now.
Firewall.
Yeah, I'd like to see them give away a VR game a month. I think that's the idea, right? You want people to play VR, build up a library. We've talked about it multiple times, but that's how you do it.
Yeah, give a VR game and give a PlayStation 3 game that's on the that you can download.
Yeah, backwards compatible. Speaking of backwards compatible, Xbox Series X is going to be fully backward compatible with every previous Xbox generation. Microsoft recently revealed a plethora of new information regarding the next generation console. Among all the technical talk was a confirmation that Microsoft's backwards compatibility stance with the Xbox One X has not changed. It's going to work with the original Xbox, the Xbox 360, the Xbox One, and obviously the Series X games. Or it's just called the Xbox again. So what are your thoughts on this?
I love it. It makes me want to buy an Xbox X.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I still firmly keep the stance that you're not going to play any of those old games. I still firmly believe that in my heart of hearts. But people like the choice. Mm-hmm. People like the idea of one box to rule them all. They don't have to keep their Xbox, their 360, all that bullshit. All they need is one. And if they ever do go back, which they won't, they can.
Right. Because, I mean, how many of us have an Xbox game or Xbox 360 game just sitting there like, man, I don't want to get rid of it because this is my game. Even though you can probably download it on the digital, but it's just still, it's still there.
And it was your game. It's definitely not your game anymore. I can't stress enough that no one is going back and look, Microsoft has the numbers. They know people don't do a lot of this, but it's optics, right? It's the look what we're doing for the people who play our games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really smart. You know, I've been saying for a long time now, but I love the moves that Microsoft's making. I think everything they do is smart from the optics.
Do you think with this, people are going to go back and buy some of the older Xbox and Xbox 360 games just to have them in their collection?
I sure don't. Maybe to have them in their collection. I don't think they're going to go back and get them to play.
Yeah.
You know, as a guy who holds on to everything, who loves old games, they're not old enough right now. Right? So it's fun to go back and play a GameCube game or NES game or not even 64 or PS1, but, Genesis. Like, it's fun to go back and play those games. It's not fun to go play a PS3 game. Okay, they kind of look like shit, and nothing handles the way it does now. Like, it's not far enough back that it's cute, right, yet. So I just don't think so. Like, to be honest with you, Xbox games are shitty. PlayStation 3 games are shitty.
Compared to what we have now, yes.
Yeah, PS2 games are shitty. Yeah. You love them, and you loved them then, and they hold a special place in your heart, just like they do for me, but you don't want to go play them again. You're just going to taint your memory of it.
Right. There's so many other games that I want to play that I sit there. I'm looking at my shelf right now, and I say, man, I wouldn't mind playing that, but I know it's going to look like crap or play like crap.
Yeah. With the latest blog post, they also gave us confirmation of the hardware specs as long as the cross-buy platform. So we're not going to go into that, but basically they have a system where they're saying, like, you should be able to buy the game once and have it forever across all their platforms. And I think that that's obviously what people want. They want to buy a game once and be able to play it on any system that it comes out for. Mm-hmm. So if they buy Cyberpunk, they want it to work for the Series X as well as the Xbox One. And it sounds like Microsoft is going down that road again. It's all optics, right?
Yep.
A lot of teraflops, a lot of backwards compatibility, a lot of buy one game, play it everywhere, more Game Pass talk. I mean, they're doing everything right. They're very customer forward right now. And it's a very smart play. Now, you said it made you think about wanting to have an Xbox. Would that be in lieu of the PS5, or would that be in addition to?
In addition to.
Yeah. I think that you'd be a great candidate for Xbox because you're a little bit of a cheap ass, and you could just do Game Pass.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I would want to afford the Game Pass.
You're the only person I've ever known in my entire existence since Switch has been around that had it for like a year and a half without a game.
Oh, no, I've got three.
Yeah, now.
Three physical copy
You had that
games.
Thing for like a year and a half with no games.
Oh, no, I had a game right away.
No, you didn't. You had nothing. You played demos.
I had Minecraft. I bought Minecraft.
Forever. You just had demos. Only person I've ever known. I don't know how you do it. Don't you just want to go get something to play? You don't have that urge?
I have three physical games that I could play.
You've had it for 3 years and you have three games. You're getting a game a year.
Yep.
And for anybody that thinks I'm pressuring him, producer Gerald is not, he's financially able to buy the game. So I'm not being an asshole right now. He chooses not to, which is the weird part. I'm not shaming anybody. If you don't have the money to go buy games, you shouldn't. Video games should be low on your priority list if you have bills due. But he has money and still chooses to only have three games 3 years later.
Right.
And the games are Minecraft.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can guess. I don't think I even know what you have. Are they Nintendo games?
You can buy them on all the platforms. Actually, both of them.
I don't know what they are. I don't know. I don't even have a guess.
The one game. Sorry, I had a cough. So the game with the little figures you can buy.
Oh, Starlink.
Yeah, Starlink.
I have Starlink for Switch as well. Haven't played it yet. It's on the list.
Yeah, I have for Switch and for PlayStation 4.
Yeah, okay. So Minecraft, Starlink, and what's the third?
NBA. Like 2K? Yeah.
Whatever the one that was on there.
Like $1.99.
Those are the three games that you've purchased for Switch.
Correct.
Yeah. Two of those, I would say, I got real loud on the two. I don't know what happened there. I got excited. Two of those, I would say, though, the best place to play them, I like the idea of playing Minecraft on Switch and Starlink because it has the Star Fox stuff. I think best place to play Switch. Now, NBA, probably the worst place to play that.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah, probably the worst place to play that. So, 3 games, 3 years in. What are you going to get this year?
I don't know.
You don't want to go too soon. I get it.
See, I really don't want to buy a game that I can buy on other systems. That's the thing that sucks. But I don't want to spend $60 on one game.
But yet, all of the games that you have are playable on other systems.
Right.
You got to get some Mario stuff.
See, I'm not a Mario fan.
Got to get some Mario stuff in the house. Animal Crossing would be a great start.
Yeah, but $60. I'm not paying $60.
Don't be cheap.
I have a birthday coming up.
Do you?
Hint, hint.
Maybe somebody will get that for you.
Yeah, one of the listeners can give me that.
Yeah. Let's move on. The Dark Pictures, The Man of Medan follow-up Little Hope is going to release this summer. The follow-up to The Dark Pictures was first shown off at the game's credits. We got our first teaser trailer now. We have a little more idea of kind of when it'll be out. It's going to release summer 2020, effectively meaning we can expect it sometime between June and August. Bandai Namco also debuted a new trailer, but don't expect much footage. It's mostly made up of streamers' reactions to Man of Medan. I love these games, and I wish Dan was here just to talk about this one story. He could get the hell out of here for the rest of it, but him and I played Man of Medan together and had a freaking awesome time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping for Little Hope that we can, there was just two of us for Man of Medan. I hope we can get more of us together if it supports more. I don't know if it will, because the other one only supported two. But either way, I look forward to playing this game with Dan. Because we had a blast playing Man of Medan. Like a blast. So this one's much more like campy serial killer. So I expect that I'll enjoy it. It's probably going to scare me. It's what it does. Those games scare me. I'm a little I'm a little bit of a wuss when it comes to the scary stuff. I don't enjoy being scared. But you know, that's what happens. They did announce that Will Poulter's is going to be in Man of, or Little Hope. I don't even know who that is. You know who that is?
No.
Let me pull it up. I probably know it. I'm probably saying his name wrong. I probably know his face. Let me see if I can figure out what he's from. Real, this is normally what you would do when you're producing. But Dan didn't show up, so now I've got to do all this work myself. Let's see what Will is in. Oh, yeah, I know who Will is. Let's see. He's that, like, when you look at him, you're like, oh, I know who he is, but I don't, still don't think I know what he's been in. Narnia, The Maze Runner, We're the Millers, The Revenant. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's got a recognizable face, which is probably why they cast him. Because you want somebody with a recognizable face. Yeah.
So oh, he's in, yeah, okay, yeah. I know who
that
is now.
Yeah, that guy. That's how I would describe him, is that guy. What do you think he's most famous for? The Narnia?
As soon as I saw him, I thought We Are the Millers.
Yeah. If you go to his Wikipedia, which you know is always 1,000% accurate, it lists Narnia as well as We Are the Millers is what he's most known for.
Yeah, see, I've seen Maze Runner. I remember him Maze Runner, too. But yeah. I never watched – I want to watch the first Narnias.
So he's been cast as in Little Hope in the press release. CEO of Supermassive Games, Pete Samuels, said that the studio was delighted by the reaction from players and the success of Man of Medan. He went on to say he really appreciates the feedback from the community, and the team remains committed to the goal of making each new installment drive the thrilling horror experiences. Now, this game was due out sooner than summer. When they initially announced it, they had a timeline that they were going to crank one of these out every like 6 months or whatever. Clearly, the amount of money that they made and success that they found, obviously, they felt like they needed to take a little more time to kind of make this thing a little better. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I'll take a break. Been through a lot of stories. You ever going to play those games? Would you be interested in playing those games?
If I had someone to play with, yeah.
Yeah, but not if you had to buy it, right?
Well, no, if I were to buy it knowing that, hey, we're going to play this game together, then...
Would you buy it? So you would spend $30 on it if you knew that you were going to play it with somebody?
Correct. That's the thing with me is like I'll buy a game, but then, hey, yeah, we'll play this game, then I buy it, then no one plays it.
Right. Now, you're talking about me.
You, Dan, any of them.
You're talking about me right now. Now, here's what I think would be fun. Assuming that this game is just two-player online co-op.
Like it says it is.
Yeah, like Man of Medan. The idea that I could buy it and play it with Dan, and then play it with you, and then you could play it with Dan, that interests me because there's a ton of different endings and things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're just going to make different choices.
Right.
The problem is you can never have the first time again. So I'm going to automatically go in with some, or whoever is playing for the second time is going to automatically go in with some insight. Now, what would be interesting is if I played it with Dan, then I played it with you, and then you played it with Dan, because then at that point, you and Dan had both seen it. And it'd be interesting to see what kind of choices you made, thinking you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just choose the opposite is what you did last time. So that might be cool, too, because you might just watch it burn in the second playthrough.
Right.
But yeah. We'll talk about that as it gets closer. It seems that Kojima Productions is teasing something, and fans seem to think it's a Silent Hill spinoff or a spiritual successor. Obviously, Silent Hill isn't going to happen since Konami still owns the rights to the franchise. But let me tell you, the internet is insane, and we already know that they're crazy, and we already know how people are with Kojima. But this one, I went a little bit down the rabbit hole to see why people were saying that Silent Hills is coming, and let me tell you, people read into some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They read into it hard. So it all started with a tweet, right? Or people, you know, started to take note of it from a tweet. Kojima Productions' Twitter account recently tweeted an image. Let's start. Okay, so first off, it's a tweet, I think, from Kojima. The tweet didn't copy over, so I'm just going to paraphrase. But basically, he says, "Sorry, I've been silent for so long. We're working on some new stuff alone," or something to that nature is what Kojima says. And so he got everybody talking because he used the word silent. Then they go back to a picture that was tweeted out before where there's a hill on the monitor. You heard me, a hill. There is a sand hill. You know, it looks like a background that people would have on their fucking computer because it's pretty. But people have said because he used the word silent, he used the word hill. And then they read even more into this because speculation comes from an artist who has worked on the series, Silent Hill series, who is crucial to the creation of the iconic monster Pyramid Head, tweeted out, "Pyramid Head, rest in peace." On its own, it's not much, but in 2017, he tweeted that if I should make a new Silent Hill, it would not use Pyramid Head or kill him in its opening. So people are now piecing together that he said rip Pyramid Head. He was saying, like, it's happening, because he had said before that he wouldn't. You know, Kojima loves his bread trails. He loves his throwing everybody off. Who knows what this is? I highly doubt that he's returning to PT, but I would be very not surprised if he was making a horror game. So I don't expect it to be PT or anything like PT, because, again, that gets muddy water with Konami. But he is going to return to horror. I would say yes. I think he wants to make different stuff, and I think that's a smart play. I think horror games are in right now.
Yeah. I'm looking at the tweets and all that. I can see where people are getting all that from.
Yeah. What's the first tweet? Is it from? It's from Kojima, right?
Yeah.
And where he says, "Sorry, I've been silent," or whatever.
Yeah, sorry to be silent, everyone. I've been really busy lately. I think I can say more soon about what we are going to, and stops.
Right.
But in the picture, I can see what you're talking about, because he's got a little notepad, and it says next week on the notepad people are talking about. And then the pencil has the word pyramid on it. There's the Death Stranding thing in the background. And I don't see the hill thing.
Oh, there's like a picture that someone tweeted that just has a screen up. And there's just just like a sand dune. Like,
oh, no. And this picture doesn't have that I'm seeing. He's got two pictures in the background. Screens.
Yeah. No, it's not that one. It's a separate picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a separate tweet. It may not even be from him. It may have been from someone else at the studio or something, but. But yeah, so you know everything. Is Kojima making a horror game?
Yes.
Is he teasing people right now with it?
Yes.
We will see. We'll know in like 16 years with Kojima, because this is probably like four games down the road.
Okay, can he take Death Stranded, even though he doesn't, but take like some of the stuff from it? Or, I mean, not the Death Stranded, but the other game, PT game, can he take some of that software or some of that and then do different things with it?
No, I don't believe so. I think all that was made in Konami's, the whatever they call, everybody's screaming right now because I can't remember what the engine's called, but I think it was made in there, the Metal Gear Solid engine. Why can't I think of that right now? Anyways, I think everything was made over there, so that's going to stick with... that's going to stick with Konami. So I don't think so. I think he'll be starting from fresh. The Fox engine. I don't know why I couldn't think. I think he's going to stick. You know, he's going to start from fresh. He used the Decima engine, which is Horizon. He used that engine for the last game. So my guess is that he's got some comfort there. He would try to stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
But just a guess. Oh, that's it for the news. We made it all the way through the whole news section.
Yay.
Now it's time for shout outs. Remember, if you want a shout out, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Supports the $10 tier or higher. And if you don't send us a shout out, we give you one. Now, last week I did something a little different, right? I pulled some random thoughts and I used those for shout outs because I felt like we were phoning it in on the shout outs a little bit. This week I've done the same, but I'm only going to do two this week. The first one for Thomas. Now, shout out to a friend of the show, Thomas, because him and I played Mud Runners together this week, and I forgot to talk about it in the update. We played Mud Runners together Thursday night, maybe, and we had a freaking blast. And I can't wait for Snow Runners to come out. We laughed and laughed. We had a good time. We did dumb stuff. We played the game itself, but it was fun. So the first comes from Thomas, and I want you to give me your opinion of this. He says, falling asleep during a nightmare on Elm Street is insulting the movie on the highest level. Are you good with that one?
Yeah, I get that one.
Okay. This is going to be Zach's shout out. So here comes Zach's. Grilled cheese with tomato soup is just another form of pizza. How do you feel about that one?
Grilled cheese, another form of pizza. I can see that.
Okay.
Not as good as the other one.
But. Do you want one more?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach's wasn't good enough. I'm going to give you another one. If kissing is first base and sex is a home run, then getting someone late is an RBI.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Thanks for the shout-outs, guys, even though you were too lazy to send them in. But we're going to keep making the shout-out section fun, because I don't think we were doing enough with it. So remember, patreon.com/GameStitch. $10 tier or higher gets you a shout-out each and every week. Anything to add there?
No, I'm good.
That's it.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, even though you're here every single week. It's just it's nice to put Dan down a notch and have you step up, you know?
Next week's going to be interesting when you're just like here every week.
I know. I'll still say as always.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the inconsistency with me saying always there. I feel like I've got a sneeze just right on the line. It wants to happen.
I'm trying to cough earlier myself.
I'm a trooper. I'm trying to fight it. I remember, if you want to follow us on social medias, I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Producer Gerald is at Hoffman Show. Together, we are at @game_Stitch. Thank you for following us over there, even though we never tweet out. You're welcome. And most of all, thank you if you made it this far. Thank you for grinding, for staying with us. You know, for listening each and every week. Thank you for being the awesome people that you are. We got a good group of people that listen, and we appreciate you, you know. We really appreciate you. I do. Gerald is not saying a word. He doesn't appreciate you at all.
No, I do. I appreciate y'all.
He stayed strong and silent through that whole thing. He's like, "Not good." Speak for yourself. Now, we should have done this during the update. Have you bought any Lego sets lately?
Oh, heck yeah. A whole bunch of Minecraft ones.
Okay, do you want to talk about any of those? Now, Dan just purchased one. I'm going to not talk about it because I know he'll want to talk about it.
Yeah. But
in a span of like an hour and a half yesterday, Dan purchased it and completed it.
I know. That was amazing.
I think he was working on it in the car ride home.
Yeah.
He put that thing together quick as hell.
Yeah, like he was a master, like he's been building for like years.
he sent us a picture of it and said, "Look what I just got." And then I swear it's like an hour and a half later, he sent us a picture of it completed.
I know, it's set up in a little battle scene too.
Gerald was like, "Damn, you put it together already?" Like, I mean, he didn't even have lunch. Like, he just went straight to putting that thing together.
Just threw in the house, ripped the box open and started putting it together.
Destroyed the box, no way.
Yeah. I wonder if he was sitting on the table or was he on the floor like a kid?
I don't know, but no way he took time to open that box the right way. He just destroyed that box, ripped it open.
Yeah, ripped all the bags open, just threw them all in one big pile.
Oh, my. Like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like a psycho, just threw it, didn't take the time to get everything set out and inventory. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what he did. He for sure put it together in the floor, too.
Oh, some of my sets, it takes me like 30 minutes before I even start because I have to set everything up the way I like it.
Yeah. Now, do you open all the bags at once?
Yes.
Oh, see, I open them step by step.
Well, if they have that, because some of the sets I have don't have the numbers.
Yeah, if they don't have the numbers, I open everything and I get them all, I put them all in order. But if they're, you hear my stomach growling right now? I was trying to get in the show.
I thought it was your phone vibrating.
No, it's the belly vibrating. Let me know it's time to eat. but if they go by numbers, if the sets are like open packet number one, bag number one, I'll go that route.
Yeah. See, now I have a big like cloth Lego bag. It's an old school bag that holds all your Legos in, but I set that out as my mat. And I put all of them in there, and I have to have those separated certain places. I have my book in a certain spot. Then I have my middle section where I like build at. I'm like very weird when it comes to organizing everything.
I think
that's
probably not as weird as you think. I think most people have a system, except for Dan, who clearly just threw all his pieces in a pile and whipped that thing together in an hour.
Yes. Yeah, I want to know if he did it on the table or he did it on the floor.
He did it on the floor. He did it on the floor. 100% did it on the floor because he ripped everything open. I even try to – I'm careful when I open my bags.
Yeah, because a piece can go flying.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't just rip them like a bag of Doritos. Yeah, you gotta be careful because one piece will taint the whole project.
It can. I have a Star Wars Lego set that I'm missing one piece from, and it looks weird because one piece is missing.
Yeah, it probably doesn't look weird to anyone else, but you know that it goes there.
Right.
So for
and you can't, and it's one of those ones you can't just go to the Lego store and buy them.
Yeah. So for you, you're like, this sucks because it's all I can see is that missing piece.
So. Yeah. And I just turned around and looked at it too.
That's going to do it for us. We're going to be back next week, same time, same place. Maybe Dan shows up, maybe he doesn't. We don't know. But he should be here. He just had an appointment today.
Yep.
I like to create the mystery around it, though, so people don't know if he'll be back.
Mm-hmm. And I might not be here next week.
That's true. Are you not going to be here next week?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm depending.
What if he's gone and you're gone? I'll have to come on here and one-man band it.
Oh, well.
Not like a bandit, but like one-man band it. I'm not going to wear like a mask and rob trains or anything. Not that kind of bandit. Like a one-man band.
Do you think you could talk for an hour by yourself?
100%. I don't get disappointed listening to myself talk. I could probably talk for way longer than that, unfortunately. I will say, because I've done it before, it's hard to be good with one person because you have to read a story, then give your reactions, and then read a story and give your reactions. But yeah, I could bang out an hour. Could you do an hour?
No.
Yeah, it's hard.
No, not on this. There's certain topics I could probably do it, but not on this.
Yeah. So some combination of us will be back next week. The thing I can promise you is I'm going to be here because that's what I do. Unless something happens, and then I won't, you know, some more mystery.
Oh.
But I'm going to be here. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.